During the month that he was in jail, Fee Jenkins' duty was to clean the sheriff's office and the white men's and white ladies' restrooms. He started every morning between 6 and 6:30 and finished around 8 or a little after. He was just getting ready to put away the mop and bucket when he saw them bringing that chair in through the back door. 4 people were carrying it, 2 strangers, and the 2 special deputies, Oscar and Claude Guérin. The sheriff walked in front, and a man wearing a cowboy hat followed the chair. The man with the cowboy hat kept saying, "Be careful, be careful." He didn't want that chair bumping into anything. The sheriff opened the door to the old storeroom, and the 2 strangers took it inside. Then everyone followed. They did not shut the door, and Fee could hear them talking in there, though from where he was in the hall he could not see them. He could hear the sheriff asking where the chair should be set, and the man in the cowboy hat was saying he wanted it against the wall not far from the window, because those wires from the generator on the truck had to come through the window. Other people who had come to work were also in the corridor. A woman was saying that she had seen it, and it looked just gruesome. A man said it did look gruesome, and that's why they called it Gruesome Gertie. The man told the woman that whoever sat in Gruesome Gertie's lap when she was hot never sat down again. The woman replied, "That is gruesome." Fee heard the man with the cowboy hat tell someone to go out to the truck and bring in the instruments. A white man standing behind Fee asked him if he had seen it. Fee said he surely had, and it looked mean. The white man told Fee he had better watch himself, or maybe they would have to bring Gertie back for him to sit in her lap. Another man laughed nervously. A woman in the hall told the man shame on him. He ought to stop that. Just shame on him. Fee could hear the man with the cowboy hat talking to another man through the window. He was asking the man did everything reach okay, and the man out on the truck said yes, everything did. Out in the corridor, more people were coming in for work. They all wanted to know if the first ones there had seen it. Some of them who had not seen it said they had. Someone said if you had not seen it, you would most definitely hear it. And a woman said she wished she had played sick and stayed home today. A man told her that anyone who wanted to leave was free to stay away between 12 and 3. The woman said she was not going to be anywhere around here. Someone asked, was it always between 12 and 3? And another man said yes, it always was. And someone else said the Lord died between 12 and 3 on a Friday. A woman said yes, and so did 2 thieves, one on either side of him. Fee heard the woman saying that she definitely was not going to be here during that time. She said she felt sick already. Clay Lemon, who worked at Weber's Cafe and Bar and Bait Shop, and who ran errands for Felix Weber, had just gotten out of the car to go into the bank when he first heard the noise. The sound was coming from the direction of the courthouse, a block and a half away. Clay said later that he did not know what it was, nor did he know exactly where it was coming from. A white man and a white woman, walking ahead of him, were just about to go into the bank when the woman stopped suddenly and looked back. She said, "Oh God, don't tell me that they have started." And the man said, "Come on, dear, come on, don't listen to that." The man held the door open for the woman, but she would not go inside, and Clay would not dare go through the door until the white people did. The man told the woman that nothing was going to happen until after 12 o'clock, and they would be long gone by then. He said that they were just warming up the thing, testing those instruments to make sure everything was in working order. The woman said, "But my God, the whole town can hear that thing." The man said, come on, dear," and put his arm around her. They went inside, and Clay followed. The woman asked the clerk behind the counter if she had heard it. The clerk asked, "Heard what?" The woman told about the noise that was coming from the courthouse. The clerk said that being inside, they heard very little from that far away. The woman shook her head and said, "It was just horrible, just too horrible." The clerk told the woman that her little boy had asked her last night what was going to happen at the jail today, and she said that the sheriff just had to put an old bad nigger away, and she didn't want him to worry about anything. The clerk said that she had checked on her little boy just before she went to bed last night, and he was sound asleep. And today, when he left for school with his little book sack, there was not a solitary word. He had forgotten all about it. The clerk said all this while serving the white man and white woman. Then Clay stepped up to the counter, but he had forgotten why he was there. The clerk, who was very thin, with blonde hair and gray-blue eyes, looked at him and said, Well, I don't have all day. Didn't you bring it? But Clay didn't know what she was talking about. Didn't Felix send you here to get the money, you dumbbell? She asked him. He must have given her the sack with the note and the check, because the next thing he knew, he had the weight of quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies in the sack, and he was outside again in the bright sunlight, and he could still hear the noise from the generator a block and a half away.